Hello, everybody. It's your girl, Black Sugar Writer. I know it's been a while since you've heard from me. My apologies for this video. How you doing? How's everybody? How is everybody doing? Yes, it's been a while. It's been a long while since you've heard from me. I know I've missed you, my beautiful melanin loved ones, my beautiful indigenous beautiful people of ancestry of slaves. You beautiful, gorgeous, melanin women, handsome, tall, strong, black, beautiful, melanin men. I'm going to try my best to do these more and more often, to just talk and communicate with you what's going on in my world. And I'm hoping you're concerned, because normally when I'm speaking of anything in my world, it's our world. Our black world. Today I want to talk about sexual harassment. Again, it is affecting black women in the workplace. 80% to 90%. And because we are black women, no one, and I mean no one, wants to help us, from the attorneys and the lawyers on down. This is the second time that I have been sexually harassed and was forced to leave the workplace. The first time, I don't know if you remember, it was July 19th, 2022, that I had to leave my job due to sexual harassment. It was a state job, and I was being harassed by a person that wasn't even my boss. He was not over me. He shouldn't have even been in my face. He was a black man. No wonder why they feel it's okay to harass black women. Excuse me, my voice is raspy. I've been crying, because what I'm about to tell you after this story is going to be even more shocking. But again, it was a black man. I was in SEIU 1000 Union. The person that they had over the job place that I worked, she did not care. She did not help me one bit. She was telling me what this person could get away with instead of protecting me, making sure I was separated from this person that was sexually harassing me. They all, from administration on down. I was forced to leave July 19th, 2022. It took me some months, because I'd never, ever, ever experienced sexual harassment in the workplace. So, it took me a while. I already have anxiety, I'm taking medicines and bouts of depression. Being black ain't easy, but I wouldn't change my color or my ethnicity or my culture of loving my people. I wouldn't change it for nothing. I'd rather be in the struggle. You understand me? But just recently, Friday, February 17th,
at 3:25 p.m. broad daylight. I was forced to quit my job that I just had. And you know the kinship with both of these jobs is that I didn't even get to pass the the probation dates. I didn't even get to pass those. I was almost close with this one that I just left, and I was very close with the last one. And then these happened within less than a year. So if you're out there, my sisters, I pray that you hear this message. I pray that you heed this message. You are not alone. I know there are black women all across the United States that either have to do the quid pro quo of sexual harassment or be felt up because they don't want to lose their jobs. I'm asking if anyone that hears this, if it reaches you, please, if you know a lawyer, I am in need of somebody that's going to take a black woman seriously. Because there's nothing more hurtful than not having a job for something that you did not do. Can you guys believe it was a woman this time? She was Hispanic. She felt me up more than my husband. And my husband passed away in 2014. She touched my breasts. She touched my bottom. February 5th, I was walking past. She grabbed me from behind and kissed my back. And she clutched herself to me from behind, and she wouldn't let go. I had to spring away. That same night, I'm doing my job, and she comes back there and puts her arms around me, and she's in my ear, my left ear. She's all up on my left side. I thought she was going to stick her tongue in my ear, telling me, I heard that you don't like me. She was intimidating me, sexually harassing me. She touched me everywhere except between my legs. I'm making it graphic so you can get an understanding and a feel for what I'm saying. Because the manager is Hispanic. The district manager is Hispanic. The predator, the pedophile that groped me is Hispanic, and I'm black. My manager cornered me by asking me a question, because that woman was at the job when I got there. She shouldn't have been there, or she should have been asked to leave once I got there. I put in a sexual complaint to my boss, Eddie Lopez, of store number 38101 7-Eleven 602 East Anaheim, Long Beach, California. Eddie Lopez is a racist. He's inexperienced. He does not have professional managerial skills. He should have known what to do when I came to work, knowing she was there. He could have asked her to leave before I got there. But who's got their job still? Sonia Espinosa. Nazareth Alvarez. And Eddie Lopez. Nazareth Alvarez is the district manager. Eddie Lopez is the store manager. Sonia Espinosa is the inexperienced employee. He never helped me. He didn't know how to help me. I have, once again, wrote out a complaint to DFEH, that's Department of the Department of Fair Employment and Housing. I've already sent them letters and emails. I've already reported it to EEOC. I've already reported it to 7-Eleven headquarters. I'm just waiting till tomorrow. Today is February 20th, 2023. And as you know, it's President's Day. This woman treated me like garbage. And she was just a regular employee. But because she was Hispanic, the two were Hispanic, I'm black. And I'm tired of that. I'm tired of me being there at your beck and call, but then when things don't go right, you turn on me. Let me tell you a story before I let you guys go. I hope you don't mind. But I pray that if this helps you, please share it with someone else. Share it with another black woman. Share it with a black man that may be going through sexual harassment and don't know what to do. Because they are steadily, on a daily basis, trying to eliminate us through any means necessary. Keep us from having jobs. Keep us from having cars. Keep us from having homes to live in. Keep us from breathing. And that's every race that hates black people. And we know who they are. Jewish. Whatever white is, because that is not an ethnicity. So I'm going to call that a terrorist group. Asian. Italian. Hispanic. Spanish. Latin. Chinese. Japanese. Korean. You all know it's true. We have fought in a country that only we came here to in chains. Everybody else was invited, still coming over to this day. We were already here. And the hurting and the most dangerous part on their behalf, the hate. Aren't you tired of hating? How has that worked for you? Because what you do will come back to you, no matter the color, the creed, the culture, the background, the history, it don't matter. You will get what is coming to you when the rest of the world has already moved on? Why hating me is so important? When I am a professional, let me just tell y'all, I first came into Sonia Espinosa the first week of me working there. She wanted to involve me in a theft by trying to pay me off $20, when in fact she didn't have to include me. Most thieves don't want a partner. She chose me because I was new, but she didn't realize I don't steal. Have I ever stolen in my life? I mean, when I was a kid, yeah. I am 57 years old. I came up there for a paycheck, not to get caught up in some mentally disturbed rapture. She wanted to steal the bread and she wanted to pay me off. You figure it out. But what did I do? I went to a colleague that I was working with. I'm going to give her name as well. Her name is Shinari Triplett. She's one of the experienced women up in there. She's been there for a while. And I told her, she told me, don't pay her no attention. And I said, but she's trying to involve me in a theft. She's trying to pay me $20 to take some bread. Why would she do that to me? Why is she trying? So, long story short, there was a lady there that I knew from a prior job. I texted her and I told her what was going on. And she forwarded to the assistant manager. So the assistant manager works, I guess, overnight, stocking in. She's the assistant manager. She's very, very, very experienced, very professional, and she's good at what she do. If I can say her name, I hope she does not mind. Her name is Anissa, and she's a very good worker. She should be the manager, honestly. But that's just my opinion. And I'm sure it's not just my opinion. But, she's very good at her job. And instead of I apologize for that. This is what she deserves. That's what she deserves. I apologize. I hit the wrong button. But that's all right. That's what making up is all about. But she came. She questioned about the bread. Sonia admitted she touched the bread. She said she threw it away. It was no good. That was not true. I checked the dates on the bread. This happened in January. January 20th, if I'm not mistaken. And see, I'm documenting everything. I had started documenting this job because of, but I guess I saw in the beginning, you know, call it women's intuition, call it black women's intuition, because ours is strong. We have a strong guidance. We have a very strong guidance if we just follow it. And long story short, Anissa went out to the trash because she said she threw it away. She went out to the trash and found the bread neatly in a box.
all 7 to 9 packs. And why do I know? Because I came in the next morning for my shift, and there the bread was sitting right there. But what did I experience? And I didn't even know until Friday evening when I called Nazareth Alvarez, was that they didn't believe me in the first place. That's why Sonia was still there. They didn't believe me, a new employee. He did not. Can you believe that? What do you think that was? What do you think the reason for them not wanting to believe me was? What do you think it was? I'll tell you exactly what it was. It was racism. It's pure 150,000% racism. All three of them were Hispanic. So they're covering themselves. Sonia's covering herself through Eddie. Eddie's covering himself through Nazareth. And who's sitting at home without a job because she was forced to walk out? Me. Saquita, Black Sugar Writer, Brown. And I didn't do anything. I was so very professional. I had that place down pat by 2.5-3 weeks. That place was, I had it all down. Every bit of it. Then 2.5 to 3 weeks. I knew how to do that register. I knew how to do the lottery. I knew how to do it all. I knew how to cook. I knew how, of course, I cook at home. But I knew how to do everything in its order, in its fashion, and in a fashionably, and in a timely manner. In a timely manner. That's what we do. That's what we do as melanin people. We need the job more than they do. So what are we going to do? We're going to do it right. We're going to leave our mark. That's what we do. And let me just tell you for the record, I went in there and I represented my black people like a natural black melanin woman. Very professional. You know, it wasn't nothing to do. It was just customer service. Treating people the way you want to be treated. How simple is that? How hard can that be? That's all I did. So, it had to have been Eddie Lopez that told Sonia that I reported her theft, and they had the audacity to tell me that there was no evidence of the theft. When in fact, there are cameras in and outside of that building. 7-Eleven has over 1 million stores across the world. They are going to have top-notch digital cameras. They got to watch the black people a little closer. You know how they got to watch us. But you know the most beautiful thing about 7-Eleven, store number 38101? It's predominantly black. It's predominantly black. 90% of that store's employees are African American. Black people running it. Got a black assistant manager that's tied in all outdoors. Should be managing that store. You know? She'll be mad. She's got more arms than the average person. She got her hands in everything because she knows what she's doing. And instead of Eddie Lopez trusting and working with his assistant manager, he signed a team. He does not want any assistance. He wants to come in there trying to throw his knowledge around, which is horrible. Horrible, you hear me? The one thing I want you to know about store number 38101, except for the beautiful melanin sisters and brothers that work there, the management is racist. Eddie Lopez is racist. Eddie Lopez and Nazareth Alcaraz are racist. They protected and saved an inexperienced person because of her being, but they didn't even want to believe that she stole. To me, that is automatic termination. Yes? Is that not automatic termination when you find out a person? Or at least letting that person, or at least letting that person know that you're onto them. Nazareth Alvarez had the audacity, the gall, to tell me that there was not sufficient evidence. Are you a police officer or are you a district manager? What are you? Who are you? What do you represent? You're not representing a district manager because a district manager would want to look into theft. And you're going to cover it up and lie and say that there was no sufficient evidence? Cameras everywhere, and you're going to tell me there was no sufficient evidence. That was a lie. And I let headquarters know it. I want you to believe that I'm not telling the truth. Because God knows every word that I'm saying to you, beautiful melanin, beautiful people, is 180,000% the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me, God. So help me in the name of Jesus. I love God. I'm a very spiritually filled woman, human being. And I do believe the lesson in this is God is not going to allow this to take place for a second time in my life. This time it was a woman working me, touching me, violating me. And it was nothing done. Eddie was supposed to separate our shifts. He was supposed to make sure we didn't even pass each other. And he refused. She's still there. And I am at home. How could you do that to a hard worker that learned how to do everything before the month was out? You don't want a hard worker. You wanted to pull rank. But not employee. You wanted to pull racial profile rank. You racial profiled me and threw me under the bus. Oh, here's another thing, ladies and gentlemen. She, Sonya, accused me of stealing her car key. Do you see the game that she was playing? Not only did she kiss me on my back, and the same night was almost at her tongue in my ear, talking about, I heard you didn't like me. Then she says, I want to tell you something, but you can't say nothing. She thought I was going to say, girl, tell me what's going on. I'm not into gossip. I'm just not into that. That's not for me. That's not the idea. So she's always going to say, oh, girl, girl, tell me, come tell me. I didn't. I went on about my business and was doing my homework. I mean, Lord, please do not forgive me. I was doing my homework. Oh, minds. That just lets you know where my mind is. It's always on something positive, something higher education. I don't have time. But anyway, back to the subject at hand. She says, I had to tell you something. I keep those same nothing. I went on by my business. Next thing I know, she's going to run up on me talking about, Gabriel just told me everybody doesn't like me. Nobody likes me here. Boy, why you just say that to me? I'm like, oh my God, there we go with the drama. I mean, I could just bear this woman up and down at 57 years old. You should be able to, you know, understand and notice stuff that don't make sense. Because my boss or my ex-boss. Have the nerve to tell me that age ain't nothing but a number. Age should have been a factor when you turned on me, when that woman lied on me about her keys, and I come back and defend myself because you didn't have the decency to let the three of us have an open door conversation. No, you just went back there and let her start speaking Spanish. And see, this is what happens when you think people don't know nothing. Why do I not know a little bit of Spanish? Why can I not know? Why do I so glad I'm so into myself? Like you guys are into yourselves? That woman went back there because of the fact that I want to allow a thief to use my register that I am responsible for, I to get written up for. And can you believe this man wrote me up the first week I was there? The first week I was there. I was in training. How are you going to write me up for a register that I don't even know anything about just yet? Have no feeling of. Barely got my hands on. And I already got it written up. Are you serious? That was racist right there. That should have been a verbal warning or a verbal conversation. He had me to sign a paper. I got it. I have it. He has no idea of what he's doing. Period. Excuse me, Eddie Lopez is an inexperienced store manager that should not be a store manager. But because Nazareth is his favorite, word has it, there's always a rumor mill in every job. I don't care how big or small. Yes, is that not true? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. True to the bone, baby. I left many messages over the weekend. Nothing foul, nothing divine. That is not my spirit. But I left the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me, God. I want my job back. I'm so sick and tired of women of color having to endure disrespect, violations, things that they're supposed to be a harassment law for. A sexual harassment law. They even got sexual harassment law training. Just look it up. PFEH. That man needed sexual education training because he did not follow the rules of protecting you. He did not. And he cannot lie and say that I didn't tell him. That should be on the counter too, because I was right there in that little cubbyhole office of his, telling him how this woman has touched me. And she refused to stop touching me. He even left it up to me to tell her to stop touching me. That was his job. That's the problem. He wanted everybody else to do his job for him. And oh, yes. Does he not have his papers? Mm.
Oh, yes, you have. Always remember when you are somebody's favorite, there's something in it for you. Oh, yes, there is. Selfishness begets nothing. Nothing. Do you understand? Selfishness begets nothing.
I want my job back. And if I don't, I'm already filing for the right to sue. Yes, just like the last time. I'm begging and praising and asking God to please.
And I'm asking you, my people. Yes, I'm saying that. We have a deep DNA kinship. We cannot get out of that.
This would be us on our
children. I'll do the same for you. That is, pray with me
that justice will prevail. Justice.
It's McDonald's. It should be for all ranges and colors and ethnicities and sexes and genders.
It should be for everybody.
But I can promise you, this is. Yes. This is the second time this has happened to me as a black woman in less than a year. I feel raped. I truly do. And it's like nobody cares about the black women. We're going through hell out here on these jobs, y'all. And we shouldn't. All we want to do is make our paychecks and go home. That's all we want to do. I've always made it a pattern in my life. Never date on the job. I've never done that. And I am not gay. I am a heterosexual woman, and it made me feel more uncomfortable than when I was touched by a black man. That made me feel even more uncomfortable. She has walked up on me and cornered me. What is that? And then turned all of it around on me. Oh no, God is not going to let this go. He's not. There's no way. I love him. He loves me. I'm his child. Jesus' child. And they get wrong.
But I want to leave something with y'all before I go, because I know I've been here for a while. But I just want to make sure this goes out. This is important.
Sexual harassment is dangerous. Sexual harassment seems like nobody cares unless you are of a different persuasion. As long as you ain't black, oh, they'll listen to you all day because they feel like they'll get paid for that one. But nothing comes of a black person. This is real. This is real, true, 100% real life. And we should not have to fear going to work because we're worrying about somebody violating us or disrespecting us or causing us any kind of harm mentally, physically. And look, no job, Lee.
I can't have gaydar. You do not have gaydar.
But I want to leave this.
No, Mr. G.
It's the story. I'm sure many of you have heard this story. The story goes as follows. It's in the Genesis book. Genesis 25. Never been good at quoting the scriptures in the Bible, but I do know where it's at this point. Genesis 25, verses 25 on down. Esau and Jacob. Esau and Jacob were twins.
Well, it sure seems your parents are excited about this.
From a black woman.
Yeah, and I think we should start thinking about the kind of ceremony we want to give us some direction.
Okay. And
well,
one is white.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you're married.
Blue-eyed, hairy. His name is Esau. Esau in English means red. As you notice, most of the quote unquote white people are red people, hairy people. Peaceful is all over the body.
Just the family.
Jacob.
Something warm and intimate.
Yeah. You know, knowing that, that's probably exactly what they have planned.
Long story short, received the birthright. So they're supposed to go to his birth. Let's not forget this is all biblical. This is not the world. This is biblical.
You have wait till you hear what we have. First of all, location clear.
For sure. He fulfilled that for me to find out why it is that
for sure is of Lake Crystalline. Okay? It was previously booked by another wedding, but guess what? The groom
and the good part is Hispanics try to hate us. And you are just as much hated as us as we are other you're all dark brown, all of them are descendants. You come from the descendants.
You're right.
Of Israel, of Jacob.
Okay, cool. On to your entrance
yourself. Because it's surely in word for word. Word for word. While you turn into a new place, I'll take out the hating your own brother. You're hating your own sister. Just like Esau hated his brother. And it's showing in everything that's going on in the world. Because white people, Asian people, all of those straight-haired, perfect wannabes hate us to death. You Hispanic people better learn your black history. Quit trying to edit us out because we were here first. Esau and Jacob. King James Version of the Holy Bible. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love my black people. I'm so grateful for I love you, regardless of the fact. This is Black Sugar Writer. Until the wheels fall off, my people. I love you. Be good to yourselves. Pray for yourselves. Give God the glory.
Don't have bridesmaids.
Love you. Bye.